This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that abuse and hatred never solve anything. He appealed for compassion towards misguided youth who have gone astray, saying that they should be guided onto the right path in the spirit of nation building and national interest rather than punished. In a video message posted on his social media handles, the Prime Minister referred to the recent incident at Jantar Mantar in national capital where abusive language was used against him and his late mother. He said the episode had been witnessed by people across the country and the world, adding that while the anger and disappointment in society over such conduct were understandable, childhood is also a phase of learning, making mistakes and correcting them.
बचपन में गलतियां होती हैं और बचपन में गलतियों से सुधरने का अवसर भी होता है. एक गुमराह बच्चे हैं, उनको राह दिखाना हमारा काम है. उनको सजा देना, अदालतों के चक्कर कटवाना, समाज में उनको प्रताड़ित करना, इससे हम परिस्थितियां नहीं बदल पाएंगे. मैं उन्हें माफ करना चाहता हूं. समाज भी मेरी इस बात को स्वीकार करे. मैं इन बच्चों को कहता हूं, बच्चों आओ, हम देश के लिए साथ मिलकर के आगे बढ़े. देश बहुत आगे बढ़ रहा है, आगे बढ़ने वाला है और आपका भी आगे बढ़ना निश्चित हो, यही मेरा सपना है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka today. Mr. Modi will first travel to Andhra Pradesh, where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth nearly 18,000 crore rupees at Bhogapuram in Vizianagaram district. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Alluri Sitaram Raju International Airport at Bhogapuram. The new Greenfield Airport has been built under the public-private partnership mode at a cost of over 5,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the ASIP semiconductor project at Visakhapatnam. It is Andhra Pradesh's first semiconductor manufacturing facility approved under the India Semiconductor Mission. After concluding his visit to Andhra Pradesh, Prime Minister will reach Mysuru in Karnataka, where he will inaugurate the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Center Vivek Smarak. Social media company Meta's global team, which has been summoned by the center after it restricted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Facebook post, will be questioned on issues around algorithm bias and their role in public order. Official sources told Akashvani News that Meta's global team is expected to be questioned sometime in the middle of the next week. India has said the so-called elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, stand as a humiliating rejection of the Pakistani establishment. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Pakistani establishment continues to unleash ruthless force against peaceful civilians in POJK. He said the crackdown has resulted in the tragic death of over 40 civilians and serious injuries to many. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Andy Burnham, and congratulated him on assuming office. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said during their conversation they agreed to work together across sectors such as technology, innovation, defence, security, clean energy, education and people-to-people ties and take the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership to new heights. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to his Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi last evening and conveyed India's deep concerns over the ongoing hostilities in the West Asia region. During the telephonic conversation, Dr. Jaishankar strongly urged that attacks on commercial shipping and seafarers be avoided under any circumstance. At the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, India delivered another outstanding performance yesterday, clinching historic gold medals in judo, securing a memorable double podium finish in the men's javelin throw, winning a first ever bronze medal in the decathlon and booking places for 10 boxers in their respective finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.